Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Founded in 1944, the National Congress of American Indians is the oldest, largest, and most representative American Indian and Alaska Native organization serving the broad interests of tribal governments and communities. The National Congress of American Indians, based in Washington, D.C., is organized as a representative Congress of American Indians and Alaska Natives that serves to develop consensus on national priority issues that impact tribal sovereignty. Also known as NCAI, the National Congress of American Indians holds in the regard the potential and impact of Native youth. The NCAI website states that Native youth provide a special perspective on the world and have a unique power and motivation to make a difference within their communities. NCAI also takes on other important roles, such as launching the NCAI Policy Center that serves as a think tank, focusing on issues affecting Indian Country. NCAI recently took on a new and important role. The organization took over ownership of the well-known media outlet Indian Country Today, previously owned by the Oneida Nation in New York. Indian Country Today has been on hiatus since last September. Heading up the new Indian Country Today editorial team is Mark Trahant, Shoshone Bannock as editor, and Vincent Schilling, Akwesasne Mohawk, as associate editor. The digital publication will continue on a, quote, publishing lightly, unquote, until this spring, where there will be buildup of its operation, a shift to a new web platform, and an increased staff. NCAI Executive Director Jacqueline Pata said, "We are eager to add this important platform for Indian Country. We will work to make sure that this is the next chapter of Indian Country Today and that it is both sustainable and useful while maintaining the primary goal of dedicated service others have forged before us." Indian Country Today plans to share its content with tribal newspapers, radio stations, and websites at no cost with proper credit attribution. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.